this crop of vaccines has literally the worst safety record of any vaccine in history. I don't know if you've seen the latest numbers from theirs. You know, Canada doesn't have a vaccine injury reporting system. They pretend to, but I can tell you that it is censored. You know, I've tried reporting vaccine injuries on my patients 14 times. And in every case, the reports get sent back with the response that these aren't vaccine injuries, these are all coincidences. So a doctor in Canada, it seems to be impossible to report a vaccine injury because they get censored higher up. But in the States, they're not. And they have something called the VAERS, which is V-A-E-R-S. I think it's the VAX. I can't remember what it stands for. Anyway, you can look up the numbers. The latest numbers from 2 weeks ago show that they have 18,000 people dead from this vaccine. And so 80% of those died within 5 days, 50% died within 2 days, 18,000 people dead and 900,000 seriously injured. These are the most dangerous vaccines in history. And calling them vaccines, I mean, I only do that because that's what the media call them, but they're not vaccines. You know, a vaccine is supposed to be something that makes you immune to a disease. And these do not make you immune to COVID. The hospitals are filled with vaxxed people who are still dying of COVID. And of course, because they've only had one vaxxed or they're not quite 2 weeks after their second vax, they're called unvaccinated. In order to try and indict the unvaccinated, to try and blame, you know, this on the unvaccinated. But the fact that the authorities are now doing the third shot is simple evidence that this doesn't work. Two shots never worked, so they're trying number three. In Israel, they're on number four. And it might interest you to know that in Israel, 1 million people never showed up for their third shot. These are neither safe nor effective. So the fact that they're being mandated, something that can never stop this pandemic because it doesn't make you immune and has the worst safety record of any vaccine in history, makes absolutely no medical sense. Because the fact that they just keep on with this mantra that they are safe and effective, I mean, anybody with half a brain should be able to see that they are not safe and they're not effective, and that the medical authorities are just not being honest. The way they keep blaming the failure of this vaccine on the unvaccinated, it's absurd. It really is absurd. I think many people are starting to realize that this whole pandemic isn't about a virus and it isn't about a vaccine. This is about freedom.